Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Void agreements involving marriage. Dear Pow, my cousin and her husband have been married for 17 years, and they have 3 minor children. However, they are no longer together. Her husband now has a girlfriend, and my cousin has a lesbian partner. They separated because her husband cheated on her 5 times. Her husband wants to remarry, and since they now have their own lives, they both agreed to live separately and even made an agreement before the barangay that they will now be terminating their marriage and declaring it as void or annulled. Is their waiver, compromise agreement valid? Cherry. Dear Cherry, please be informed of Article 2035 of the new Civil Code, which states that Art. 2035. No compromise upon the following questions shall be valid. 1. The civil status of persons. 2. The validity of a marriage or a legal separation. 3. Any ground for legal separation. 4. Future support. 5. The jurisdiction of courts. 6. Future legitime. 1814a. Based on the above stated law, there shall be no valid compromise, and, by implication, no waiver of the validity of a marriage. Although Article 6 of the same code provides that rights may be waived, the said waiver must not be contrary to law, public order, public policy, morals, or good customs, or prejudicial to a third person with a right recognized by law. In your case, since the agreement between your cousin and her husband is about the validity of their marriage, such agreement shall be void. Further, in the case of Landicho v. Rilova, et al., GRL 22579, February 23, 1968, the Supreme Court, through Associate Justice Enrique Fernando, held that, as was correctly stressed in the answer of respondent judge relying on Vieta, parties to a marriage should not be permitted to judge for themselves its nullity, only competent courts having such authority. Prior to such declaration of nullity, the validity of the first marriage is beyond question. A party who contracts a second marriage then assumes the risk of being prosecuted for bigamy. Thus, parties to the marriage should not be permitted to judge for themselves its nullity, for this must first be submitted to the judgment of competent courts. Only when the nullity of a marriage is so declared by the court can it be held as void. So long as there is no such declaration, the presumption is that the marriage exists and is valid. We hope that we were able to answer your queries. This advice is based solely on the facts you have narrated and our appreciation of the same. Our opinion may vary when other facts are changed or elaborated on. Editor's note, Dear Pow is a daily column of the Public Attorney's Office. Questions for Chief Acosta may be sent to derpow@manilatimes.net.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.